This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said he hopes he and U.S. President Joe Biden can overcome their disagreements over the war in Gaza after Biden withheld some weapons from Israel. Netanyahu spoke on CNN's Dr. Phil Primetime Merritt Street Media Wednesday, and he talked about a post-war Gaza.
We'll probably have to have some kind of civilian government, civilian administration by Gazans who are not committed to our destruction. Possibly, I think, with the aid of the United Arab Emirates, Saudi Arabia, and other countries that I think want to see stability and peace.
Biden had warned Israel and that the U.S. would stop supplying weapons if Israeli forces go ahead with a major invasion of Rafah. Netanyahu says that Israel is willing to go at it alone. Russian President Vladimir Putin accused the West on Thursday of risking a global conflict and said no one would be allowed to threaten the world's biggest nuclear power. Marked the Soviet Union's victory over Nazi Germany in World War II. Reuters correspondent Lauren Anthony.
Despite unseasonably cold weather and snow, crowds of Russians gathered in the center of Moscow to watch the Victory Day parade. The Soviet Union lost 27 million people in World War II, including 8 million in Ukraine. But this year, the parade was pared down, indicating strains born from more than 2 years of war in Ukraine. Ukraine and the West say Putin is engaged in an imperial-style land grab. Russian officials warn that the Ukraine war is entering the most dangerous phase to date. And Putin has repeatedly warned of the risk of the war broadening out to involve the world's biggest nuclear powers.
Reuters' Lauren Anthony. Yemen's Houthi rebels on Thursday claimed responsibility for two missile attacks in the Gulf of Aden on two Panama-flagged container ships that caused no damage. This is VOA News. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports on the final stages of talks towards a pandemic treaty.
After the devastation of the COVID-19 pandemic, leaders worldwide have vowed to do better next time, but they're still struggling to finalize a global plan. The World Health Organization is overseeing a ninth and final round of talks involving governments, advocacy groups, and others to finalize a pandemic treaty. The accord's aim: guidelines for how the WHO's 194 member countries might stop future pandemics and better share scarce resources. A final draft of the treaty was meant to be ready Friday, but deep divisions exist, and experts warn there are virtually no consequences for countries that don't comply. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Stormy Daniels delivered shocking testimony about former U.S. President Donald Trump, but the trial still hinges on business records. AP correspondent Michael Sisak reports the defense sought another mistrial, arguing that Stormy Daniels' testimony was prejudicial.
The testimony, according to Trump lawyer Todd Blanche, amounted to a dog whistle for rape. But Daniels made clear in her testimony that her encounter that she says happened with Trump, that it was consensual. The prosecution said that the details that she offered were necessary to prove her contention that there was a sexual encounter and to show the motivation for Trump years later to want that story suppressed.
AP correspondent Michael Sisak. AP correspondent Norman Hall reports on a key ruling in the Hunter Biden gun case.
A request to dismiss the federal gun case against Hunter Biden has been rejected by an appeals court in Philadelphia. A three-member panel of the court said it doesn't have jurisdiction to review the matter. In an order shortly after that ruling came down, a federal judge in Delaware said the case would proceed to trial on June 3rd. Judge Mary Ellen Noreika was appointed to the bench by former President Donald Trump, later denied another bid to dismiss the case that challenged the constitutionality of the central gun charge. The president's son is accused of lying in 2018 about his drug use on a form to buy a gun that he kept for about 11 days in Delaware. I'm Norman Hall.
The U.S. Senate has passed a $105 billion bill designed to improve air safety and customer service for air travelers a day before the law governing the Federal Aviation Administration expires. The bipartisan bill now goes to the House, which is out of session until next week. The Senate has also passed a one-week extension that would give the House time to pass the bill while ensuring the FAA is not forced to furlough around 3,600 employees. The bill stalled for several days this week after senators from Virginia and Maryland objected to a provision. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.